Awesome.
I'm doing good. Just stopped here to charge the Tesla up real fast.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, you're friends with my man Isaac, huh?
Yeah. I think I was one of Isaac's first clients.
Oh, awesome.
My best friend since high school.
Awesome.
I also dropped out of college around the same time he did. But I just got a quick question. I just want to get your opinion. If you have a minute or two.
Yeah. Go for it. Yeah. We got about 40 miles to charge, so we're good to go.
Okay. Then awesome. So I picked up this property in the Menifee area. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the area.
Okay. Yeah. Menifee. Yep. I know.
I picked it up for. I assumed the loan, and I gave the owners a
cash
location. Yes.
Yep.
And the first deed is for $103,000,
okay.
And the second is for $58,000.
So
okay. In it, I'm around $170,000, and the rehab's $10,000.
Oh, hold on. $161,000. Yeah.
Yes, $161,000. With closing costs and stuff, it was about $170,000.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
So the rehab's about $10,000, and I'll be in it around $180,000. It's worth $250,000. I could cash out just like $50,000.
What could you rent it for?
What do you mean?
How much could it rent for?
Oh, it can rent for about $1,500-$1,600. And the thing is, the second lien, the previous owners, they did Chapter 11 bankruptcy on it. So there's no obligation to repay it, like monthly-wise, and it doesn't accrue interest. But if I sell a house, I have to pay it.
Sure.
So either I sell it and I cash out, or I can rent it, and I only have to pay it first, which is $600.
Listen, that's a great question. Right now, it is so hard to find something that makes sense to rent that my advice would be, if you have something like this where you could actually cash flow on it, do not sell it. Do not sell it. Keep it. Maybe lighten up the rehab a little bit. If you're going to rent it, you don't need to go as nice, so it'll cost you even less. And I would put it on the market and I would rent it. That's what I would do. Yeah, because we buy and sell a lot. And I ask my partner all day long, because always remember this, man, you're never going to get wealthy by selling houses. You're going to get wealthy by owning them. And so all I tell my partner all day long, it's, is there anything we can keep? Is there anything we can keep? Is there anything we can keep? It's just that the prices are just kind of out of whack right now. You know what I mean? So the fact that you're even close to making cash flow, and in this case, you could actually cash flow, I would say keep it, dude. I would say keep it. You found the gem. I would say hold on to it.
Okay.
Yeah. And can I tell you why?
Yeah, please.
How much are you going to make if you sell it? In your pocket? 30 grand? 35?
30, 35.
After everything's said and done, right?
Yeah.
You can go sell 3 houses and do that.
Yeah, it's true.
Eventually,
yeah.
Man, once you start playing the game at a different level, like, I'll be honest, like, the checks come in from these, I don't even know, I just give it to my wife to say, you don't need the money. Like, you legitimately, if you can just get yourself in a position where you don't need the money, what you need is to increase your net worth. Increase your net worth, increase your asset column, and in 15 years, you're going to thank me for it, man. I swear, I promise you.
Yeah, I think I'm going to run it out, and I really appreciate you using this time to let me know.
Yeah. If the numbers were tighter, I would tell you get rid of it. But the numbers, you have enough gap there. You have enough space that not only are you going to get passive income, you're going to increase your net worth. And that's, how old are you right now?
I'm 18.
18. That's what I would be doing if I were you. I would make it a goal to become a millionaire, a legitimate millionaire by the age of 23, 24 years old. You can absolutely do it. Absolutely. And this is the first building block right here. You got it right now.
Yeah, that's 100% true.
Yeah. But how does everybody else think? Go make fucking 30 G's to go buy a fucking car. Don't do that shit. That's stupid. Don't do that.
Yeah, you're right.
He was like, you're right. I was going to go get a car right now. Yeah. Honestly, man, that's my advice.
Okay, then cool. Then. Yeah, that's that gets me a little bit clear on...
Long-term versus short-term. Right now, you don't have a family. Someday you will, and you're going to look back at this moment, you're going to go, damn it, dude, I'm so grateful that I did it. Because if you can go do this 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 more times, that's 10 houses, that's $600 a month passive cash flow, you're wealthy. You just earned your freedom.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right.
All right. I really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, you got it, man. Good stuff, dude. Good to meet you. Okay, bud. Take care, man. Bye-bye. I get a little passionate, but it's because I see so many people making so many mistakes. And it's because I made those mistakes. I wish that when I was, how old is he?
18.
I wish that when I was 18 years old, there was someone there to tell me what I just told him. Yeah, man, I would have been so much further ahead. But that's why I'm so passionate about it now, because I think, you know, we as a society, we think short term. We want the money. We want the income. And as a result, nobody's getting wealthy. Nobody's getting wealthy. I mean, to a certain extent, you know, you got to take care of your bills and you got to take your family. Yeah, but there's a much bigger game to be played. And when you start playing the game at that level, then you have excess money. The question is, what are you going to do with that excess money? And unfortunately, nowadays, because of social media, everybody and their mother, you know, wealth doesn't mean you have to have 50,000 pairs of Gucci glasses and a fucking M belt on it and penny loafers from Louis Vuitton or whatever the hell these people do. I don't know. Look, for some people, it means that because they have that much excess money. What else are they going to do? But you see some of these people that they are so, I don't know how to say it, like money driven, that you can tell, like, dude, I know you're doing good. God bless you. I know you're making money, but you don't need to be spending all of it to show the world that you're making money. Does that make sense? Like, you need to have a little bit of balance. And I know of a few people that you can tell on Instagram that they're up to their eyeballs in lease payments with fancy cars, that, and they don't have any assets. They don't actually own tangible assets. It's because everybody's out trying to fake the funk right now, man. And if you could really dig deep in people's financial statements and really find out what's really going on, I think you'll be surprised that a lot of people, when this market turns around, I don't think they're going to be ready for it. I don't think they have enough assets to hold them over. I don't think they have enough cash because everybody's busy thinking that this is going to last forever, and it ain't going to last forever. So if you guys are out there watching, if you have an opportunity to buy something and hold it, and it cash flows, buy something and hold it. We teach this in our coaching program. We give the spreadsheets. We teach how to analyze properties, all that stuff. But that's what I would recommend.